Bank of Cardiff. This is Gabe.
Good morning. I had a question regarding an offer I received in the mail.
Okay. Give me one moment here.
Okay.
Do you have a 16-digit reservation code?
Yeah.
I am ready when you are.
2311-1901-0009-6983.
All righty here. All righty. Is this wireless rentals?
Yes.
Okay. Am I speaking with Bob Z?
Actually, I'm the owner, Dennis.
Okay. And what's the best number to call you on if we get disconnected here?
301-696-5967.
Alrighty. And Dennis, what's your last name so I can have it here on file?
Jiffas, J-I-F-F-A-S. Where am I calling?
This is Gabe Milosky. I'm with Bank of Cardiff. We're here in Southern California. That's where our main headquarters is here. So,
gotcha.
Great. Yeah, Dennis, let me just confirm some information real quick, and then we'll go ahead and answer any questions you have about the offer there. I have billing address down as 6128 Cool Spring Terrace, Frederick, Maryland.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And then just two more quick questions here. Is this the company phone you're calling me off of? Is this the
it's the number you just asked me about.
Perfect. Okay, gotcha. And then just real quick here, are you guys incorporated in LLC?
LLP.
Okay, perfect. And then
What's the reason why you asked that question?
Just policy here. Yeah, just one of the questions we have to, and just time in business is my final question for you.
1999.
Okay. Yeah, if you can go ahead and tell me what your needs are there, what your questions are about the offer.
Well,
here.
My question was, I see where you say terms up to 3, 4, 5 years, whatever. What kind of interest rates do you offer?
Okay, so are you inquiring? We have our two different programs, and one of them is going to be our equipment finance programs. That's going to go up to 5 years, and then our unsecured capital program is going to go up to a maximum of 3 years. So are you inquiring about bringing on some capital for the business or equipment?
Bringing on capital for the business.
Okay. Got you. And how much were you thinking about bringing on?
Well, when you say equipment, is that on new equipment or existing equipment?
So we can finance equipment that you've already purchased. Typically, it has to be, purchased within the last couple months for us
right.
to do that. Basically, reimburse you for the right. money, and then you pay us back over a term of 3 to 5 years. Is that what you were thinking about trying to do there? Did you just recently bring on some equipment? Or?
I'm trying to figure out your interest rates, whether it's on equipment or on additional capital.
Okay, yeah. So basically, for equipment, it's pretty straightforward. Our rates are going to start usually around 4.5% and then go up from there. Unsecured working capital could be as low as 10 cents on the dollar. It's a fixed cost up to 30 cents on the dollar on the very high end.
That would be 10 to 30%.
Correct. It's not your technical, compounding interest rate. It's a cost of funds there. So basically, we get you a proposal worked up. It says you're borrowing this much, you're paying back this much over, 2 years, whatever the term be. So
that would be 10%. What would be the criteria to meet 10% versus 30%? Because that's a huge difference. 30, I could do with a credit card. I don't need you.
Right. No, I completely understand your concern there. So main criteria we're looking at is, how's your cash flow? What were your sales last year?
My cash flow's good.
Okay. Any ballpark figure as far as your gross annual sales for 2015?
It is that contingent on the interest rate?
Yeah, it's contingent on, you know, what we're going to be able to do for you. But I should say, it's not. Okay, no problem.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
So on equipment, it would have to be on equipment that's been purchased in less than 60 days or new, and it's 4.5%.
Yes, that's going to be the starting
point. And over how long the time period is that?
Equipment is going to be, you know, as low as 2 years if that's something you're looking for, as high as 5 years.
What would be the difference between two and five? Who determines that, me or you?
Neither of us. The underwriters would analyze your file, and the credit analyst would determine that. But, of course, right. You know, with any loan, you know, the longer the term is, the interest rate's going to slightly go up higher, right?
Right.
So,
right.
What kind of equipment were you thinking about bringing on there?
I rent communications equipment, so it's kind of weird to most people. So that's why I'm asking you, because a lot of times underwriters hear that and they say, "Oh, it's not a backhoe, or it's not a vehicle, or a Tahoe, or something." We don't do that type of thing. So that's the reason why I'm asking.
Yeah, no, that shouldn't be. When you say communication equipment, a little more specifically, what exactly do you mean?
It'd be like anything Motorola makes, like walkie-talkies, things like that.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Hang on a second.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. I'm not sure what's the most expensive piece that you would be bringing on there as far as for the equipment there?
When you say most expensive piece, you mean they're like $400 items, $300 items, and you buy like 50, 60, 100 of them, so it's like $30,000,
$40,000. Okay, and you just kind of mentioned some numbers. What's kind of like the ballpark number you'd be looking at there?
It all depends. I mean, basically what happens is see, I'm actually looking more in line for like a working capital loan, because in my way of thinking, you give me the money and then I'll do what I see fit, and in this way, I don't have to get locked in explaining to you what I'm doing with it, whether it's equipment, whether I'm hiring somebody, expanding operation. You see what I'm saying? Where am I
absolutely
wrong with that?
I absolutely see what, and I think you're completely spot on. I don't think you'd want to be in that, you know, that 5-year program with this type of, you know, investment in inventory or, you know, the good thing about the working capital program is you can use it for all those things that you just, you know, listed. You know, we don't follow the money. You use it as you see fit for your business, so.
Right.
Anyways.
And what is the minimum on that working capital is 10%. And for how long a period is that 10%? Is that 3 year, 2 year, 5 year?
For the capital, like I said, it's going to go 3 years maximum. You know, for people with the A, in the A credit tier, it's going to go 3 years.
Gotcha. Three-year max.
Yeah, yes, sir. And then a lot of our programs, you know, have the ability to refinance halfway through, get cheaper rates, extend the term. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, so just to, you know, explain the application process to you, it's pretty straightforward. We just look at a one-page application. We look at 6 months' bank statements, first page from your most recent tax return, and then, you know, we get you an answer in usually a day or two. So
pretty simple
process. You know, there's no strings attached with us working up a proposal for you.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, let me kick that around. So it's 3-year max, 10% is the minimum. When you say, what would be the difference between a 10% and 15%? Because once I get over 10%, it doesn't work for me. I mean, I'm in the business to make money, not to support other people. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to think why I would fall into a 15% or 20% rate for 3 years, other than you tell me my credit shit or something.
Well, how is your credit?
My credit's superb.
Okay, great. Good credit. Okay, good. Yeah, I mean, we're looking at, personal credit's going to be a factor. However, with that being said, this will show up on your business credit. It looks like you guys are an LLP. Are you like 50-50 partners with someone there? Or?
Yep.
Okay.
My spouse.
Okay, is your spouse, is their credit all right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And, what I can do is I can shoot you off the application there. That way you have it on file. It's pretty straightforward.
Well, I have a copy here that came in the mail.
Okay. Okay, yeah. No problem. If you want, I can still send you off an application just so you have my information, and then I can kind of pinpoint those other two items. And what's a good email for you, Dennis?
I already have the application, so if I want to fill it out, I'll fill it out. And I can fax it back or call you or something. No sense sending me duplicate here because I'm kind of busy. But
gotcha.
I'm just trying to feel you out, see what you're about. So this way I can figure out whether you would fit my profile or not. Because I see all the stuff on here and it looks all fine and dandy. But then when I don't see interest rates, that's the devil in the details, so to speak. And
Just to kind of give you like some feedback on that, you know, anywhere you see like an interest rate, it's completely determined on, you know, a multitude of factors. So there's no specific interest rate that anyone can give you. You know, it's kind of like when you walk in a bank, you see that, you know, mortgages for 3.5%, and there's that little asterisk, and, you know, there's all these other things. So it really depends on, you know, I don't make the decision. It depends on what the credit analysts, you know, bring to the table there. And
Sure.
And if you don't mind me asking, do you know what you guys did in sales last year? Just the top line revenue?
It's something I don't disclose unless I'm getting to the point of being serious. I mean, that's not information. I mean, it seems like every time I give out information, I'm getting junk mail and all kinds of stuff, and people have more information about me than I care to think about. So
yeah, no problem.
Not that I don't trust you. It's just that I just don't want to give that information out.
Yeah, well, just to give you an idea, we typically lend 10% to 15% of your gross annual sales. So I was just trying to figure out, you know, how much the business would qualify for.
$1 million, 10 to 15 would be $100,000 to $150,000.
You got it, exactly. That's what we'll be able to free up for the business.
Gotcha. And is that secured or unsecured?
Completely unsecured. You know, you can do whatever you want with it, whether it's for personnel, you know, bringing on some inventory there, some more equipment, whatever you'd like to do with it.
But credit that's stellar and no issues, you're typically looking at 3 years, 10%.
It would be unprofessional of me to promise you that. But the most important factors we're looking at, cash flow, time and business credit, for the most part. Those are the three items. And you know, from what the feedback you're giving me there, it sounds like that, you know, in all three of those categories, you know, you've been in business for a while, credit's great. You know, if you're doing $1 million a year, cash flow is good. So, if you do decide to fax in the application, if you could just put like attention Gabe on it so they know I'm working with you and I'm working on your file there, and then, you know, I'll reach out to you and we'll, you know, work up a proposal for you in 24 to 48 hours. So,
yep. I appreciate it.
Yep. No problem, Dennis. And, do you want to jot down my number there if you have any questions in the meantime? My direct line here?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's
858.
Uh-huh. 779-0391.
Okay. Great. And, hey, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. You got it, Dennis. And it's Gabe, G-A-B-E. You know, reach me anytime if you have any questions there.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Yep, no problem. You have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.